So, Rich, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
I'm glad you brought that up, Brian. By including HDPhotoHub.com, you just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
Wow, that seems pretty easy. What do I do to get started?
It is easy, and all you have to do is register today at hdphotohub.com. And if you're using the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
Yeah, free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
And we want to welcome you to this week's episode of Shooting Spaces Podcast. And I'd like to introduce my buddy, Brian Berkowitz. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, Rich? Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, too. No, I just, as we always do, we just go a little back and forth and just wondered what's going on with you. What's up in New York, back east?
Same as always. It's cold, but hopefully that will start changing the next couple of weeks as the winter dies down. And the good news about that is once we hit spring, I mean, I start going full force. So it's been a slower winter. Got to do a lot of, brainstorming on new marketing ideas and new products for 2019, which is something we're going to get to today as well. But once spring kicks in, March, April time, it gets nonstop and I start my 15, 16-hour days.
So. And, oh, we love those days because once the summer comes around and we start shooting twilights about 9 p.m., oh boy. But you know what? I'm not complaining. And I got to say, I am so stoked because, wait, do we still use the word stoked? Anyway, I'm an old guy, so I use stoked. But I've been super, super busy right now. And in Sacramento, we're having 55, 60 degree days, and the nights are getting down close to freezing, but it has been so good. And I got a couple of past clients have rekindled our relationship, and I've been shooting for some past clients. And I think I want to do a whole podcast on that because I'm so excited. And really, really, it's kind of changed my attitude lately because, you know, you wonder where did those people go? And you find out that they're out there. They just haven't been calling you, but they will come back or they might come back. So I'm really excited about that. And I've been super, super busy. So no complaints.
Sounds good. That's awesome. And it's just going to get even more. So
yeah,
better catch up on your sleep now.
Yeah, sir. I've got no problem. I'm never complain. I'm too busy. So Brian, what do we have this week?
So this week we have an interview with Zach Calhoun. Zach is based out of Texas, I think. You can confirm
yes,
that,
Houston.
Zach, from Cloud Pano. So Zach, welcome to the show. Just give us a brief introduction on yourself, where you're from, sure. And your business, Cloud Pano.
Great. Yeah, hi, I'm Zach Calhoun. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm a co-founder of the software platform CloudPano.com. And Cloud Pano at its core is a 360 virtual tour platform. We say it in our office, we make 3D tours easy. And that's the summary of us and who we are. I have a lot to say, but that's the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get to it. So just to start off with, let's take a step back and start at the beginning. You are a real estate photographer as well, or are you just more of a software developer?
Yeah, so I come from the software side, and actually previously I have it's more of an entrepreneurship type side, of course. You know, whenever you're in software, you're very excited about, you know, big trends and how can I help and serve a community that is growing rapidly. And so I partnered with a good friend of mine, actually, and his name's Clayton. He's the co-founder of the company. And actually what's funny was, we're both in a similar stage of life. I have a 2-year-old son. If you hear me yelling in the background, that's because he's running around the house. And we just, we're in a similar stage of life, and I pitched him on this idea of, hey man, I think 360 is about to explode. What, you know, why don't you partner with me on this? And 12 months later, we had this software spun up and it's working and we have active users and we're, you know, publishing doors left and right. And we're seeing people make money from using our software and creating value and really kind of reaching our goals, which are to change lives through technology. So that's been really fun.
All right, cool. And just to, I guess, give a brief summary of exactly what you do, you're creating virtual tours, if you want to call it that, off of 360 photographs, correct?
And yeah, correct.
Go into, I guess, a little more depth of exactly how you do that and the platform itself, but that's essentially what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So when a user, say it's a real estate photographer, wants to add 360 virtual tours to their product line, they come to cloudpanel.com, upload their 360 photos, connect them, add some hotspots, and publish them. And our software displays that 360 tour in a very beautiful way. You get an automatic link that's self-hosted. We have a local CDN that copies the servers everywhere around the world.
What does that mean, CDN?
Yeah, so CDN? It's CDN, Cloud Display Network. Okay. And it's a techie way of saying we promise that it's going to be fast and hosted everywhere quickly. Because turns out that actually, 360 photos and trying to render or go grab these large files in a connected way in the 360 environment, it's their big files. So there's this kind of secret connection of servers that exists where you can grab your tour and it's close by in a local server. So it's okay. Called CDN. Yeah. And that's just something that, you know, Clayton, my genius developer partner, all set up. I'm kind of the guy who talks and sells and markets and it helps my very best to bring value to customers. And he makes all those things work. I kind of just listen to what he says.
I always try and avoid telling Brian he's a genius. So, you know, just word of advice from me. So
sure. Yeah.
Thanks. All I do is upload a podcast to iTunes. It's not that complicated.
No, you make it work, Brian. You make it work.
I can tell Brian's doing that stuff behind the scenes, pulling the levers.
Go ahead. Exactly. But let's talk about 360 photos for a second, because sure. I think that's the origin of where your whole platform comes into play. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and a lot of real estate photographers don't know anything about 360 photos, have probably never shot 360 photos. I actually, and we've spoken about this, Zach. I have one specific client who I do this for, and that's it. I don't do it for anyone else. But let's talk about, first of all, the concept of what is a 360 photo, just so we can make sure everyone that's listening understands it. And
sure.
Let's talk about different ways of capturing 360 photos. I know how I do it, and I'll get into that in a second, but I know there are a lot more affordable ways if you want to get into it. So
sure.
Essentially, at its core, what is a 360-degree photo?
So a 360 photo, if you were to look at it on your computer, in a 2D flat environment, it has this bent shape to it, and it's a 2-to-1 ratio photo, and we call it equirectangular. That's the shape of the photo, or the shape of the environment that you're taking a picture of. So whenever you take a photo of the center of a room in an architectural environment, the output is this weirdly shaped photo that's hard to necessarily look at on your computer. But when you upload it to cloudpanel.com onto our application, we recognize what the photo is, put the viewer in the center of the room, and then wrap that photo or that file around that viewer. So then when a user or someone buying a home or someone shopping for a hotel or an apartment complex looks at that tour, they move their phone around them or tap with their finger, right, on their mobile device, and it moves with them. So it's like this immersive moving environment. So similar to how you would, I guess, kind of tapped your phone in a slideshow environment, showing off a slideshow tour of a home, a 360 virtual tour. I move my phone to the left and I'm actually looking at the left side of the room. I move it up and I'm looking at the top of the room and down, et cetera. So it kind of follows me around the room. And that's like where it's kind of like a new viewing experience. And it's been around for a long time. But I think now what I'm seeing trending and what we're excited about is I think that 360 photos in that, and I hope I answered your question, but I'm going to hop off this for a second. But I think photographers are actually kind of this link actually to the VR community, virtual reality, because 360 photos, if you tap one icon on our software, it's virtual reality compatible too. So, which not everyone has a VR headset in their bag or in their kit, but if you did, and if you decide to use our software, you could do that and pitch large listings and large clients with even a VR experience. So it's kind of like a fun way of almost a gimmicky way of saying I'm a VR business too, you know? But yeah, so to answer your question about what a 360 photo was.
Yeah, but it's not primarily only for mobile. I mean, if you go on on desktop and use it, I mean, obviously you're not using your finger unless you're using like a touch screen or something like that, but you can just click and drag with a mouse.
Good and point. All the we're same. Desktop compatible. Absolutely. We have to be. Yeah.
And I think 360 is big because now you can upload 360 photos to Facebook, for instance, and all the different tools. I don't know about Instagram. I don't think yet, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, but,
I'm sure it's coming soon. I haven't seen it yet, but
With social being able to, accept 360 photos, it is a whole new ball game. So when I capture 360 photos, I actually use my Mark IV. I started when I was using the Mark III. It's a little bit more of a process. And I have this special head. I think Nodal Ninja makes it, and it basically turns a perfect 90 degrees. And I just capture 4 shots facing each way, and then I'm able to stitch it in post and create myself, a 360 degree picture. But you don't need to have a Mark III or a Mark IV or a high-end DSLR to capture 360 photos, correct? There are cameras that can do it all for you in camera. Like I know the Ricoh Theta does it, and correct. There's other options.
Yeah, there's other options. There's the Insta360 1X, which a lot of our users use. They're coming out left and right. So you could listen to this podcast and there could be a new one that's released. But there's the Mad V or the Xiaomi Mi Sphere. There's all these different product lines that are coming out, and a lot of them have really high quality photos. And to me, I'm more biased to simplicity. And so, for example, the Insta360 1X is just you press one button and the photos are stitched together. It's a simple process. I upload it to Cloud Panel. I got a tour made in like 10 minutes instead of spending a lot of time. Because as a service provider, I mean, I'm thinking about it all the time from, you know, if I'm Rich or if I'm Brian, I'm really trying to save time and maximize my dollar per hour. I don't want to be spending a lot of time stitching photos together. Even though I've seen Brian's virtual tour that he put together, it looks incredible. So there's a time and place for it. And I would definitely say that if the price justifies the means, then absolutely do that.
Sure. I mean, I used, I used a Mark III and connected together, but I've also used an older version of the Ricoh Theta. I haven't tried any of the newer ones. Mm-hmm. And for me, the reason I use my DSLR is because the quality of the Theta does not compare to what I'm delivering.
Correct.
The Mark III. Now, in fairness, I haven't tried any of the newer models. I think the model I tried was the old Theta S, which is like 3 or 4 years old now, and the quality there just wasn't there at that time. And there's obviously a lot more work involved in what I'm doing, where I have to go in and stitch the photos. And look, I'm not going in and I'm not stitching the photos on my own. I send it off and I pay literally $1 a pano. So for me, even if I shoot 10 panos for $10, it's not worth my time to stitch it. I'd rather just, send that off. But the cool thing about one of these 360 cameras is, like you said, you push a button, you pop your memory card in when you get home, and you have however many you shot, 360 photos are ready to go. So it does make that process really, really quick.
Yeah. And that's what's been so fun for me is seeing that users are kind of hopping into the game as a complete beginner, and they have this skill set because the software that is Cloud Pano exists and the cameras are more accessible. Now, the users that have more experience, like you, Brian, that can do, can add the pano head and stitch the photos, we'll have an upper hand, right? But it is fun to, from an entrepreneur standpoint, be able to kind of empower other entrepreneurs who want to start a local service-based business. They can do it. They can do it through Cloud Pano. It's really neat.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where I see this falling into my business. And I know we've spoke about this, Zach, previously. I see this for myself and my business as a type of thing where, I wouldn't go out and I wouldn't sell this, but I see this as an add-on for a job I'm already on.
Yeah.
If someone's already hiring me to come out and do photos, excuse me, and I can say to them, hey, if you're interested, I can also do a 360 degree virtual tour for you. And I know even with my Mark IV and my process, I think it takes me maybe a minute and a half per shot. For all four angles, it really doesn't take that long. Mm-hmm. And the stitching is literally just uploading the files. So if I can shoot 10 different 360 pictures for a client, it'll take me 20 minutes and I can tell them for $100 more, I can give them a 360 virtual tour, and I pay $10 to stitch 10 pictures and then I upload them to your site. It's literally 45 minutes of extra time altogether, and $100 add-on. It's a no-brainer.
That's a really good use case scenario. So we have a Pro Plus user out of Fort Worth, Texas. His name is Mark. He says he sends out about 400 invoices a year. So I know that can be somewhere in the middle. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would be happy with 400 invoices a year. Well, he says 20% of his clients are asking for 3D tours, and he begrudgingly doesn't want to do them until our software came about and I explained our process. And now he makes an extra $100 to $200 per listing, 20% of the time. And we did some quick math. That's $15,000 to $20,000 a year added on to his business, and it doesn't take him that much time. So it's a good example of just of our software creating opportunity for people that they may not have without a large camera investment or without going a different path that really can be cumbersome regarding time. So that's kind of how we built it. Or we're trying to think through the lens of what's best for our users, man. Like, we actually care about them. We want to see them do well, and that's having that empathy has been super helpful for us.
Sure. Rich, do you have any experience with 360, or you haven't even dived into that?
Well, I actually do have a lot of experience, but it's a different application. I worked, when I was starting in the business of, I had left the movie industry and I had been bouncing around trying to get a, and I'm using air quotes, a real job. And I kind of went back to digital photography came out, and I kind of went back to photography, and I started loving it. But I realized really quickly I'd have to do everything I can to make money. And I would hit Craigslist, and I would hit LinkedIn, and you name it. And I mean, I went everywhere. I was the quintessential person that's looking for work. I hit everybody up. And one place I found was, and this I found it off of Craigslist, was a company called Everyscape. Now, let me ask you, are you familiar with Everyscape out there?
No, Rich, I do not know what that is.
You don't know? Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm on their website already while you said that, and I'm getting experience.
Well, it's not what it Tell used me, to be. It's not what it used to be. And Everyscape was, it started out doing 3D tours. And what we did as Everyscape photographers is we went out and bought a Nono Ninja head, a panel head, and I had to get the 10.5 millimeter Nikon lens. And I'm getting into a little gear speak, but anyway, I would go out and they would sign you up and they would have a job for you, and you would take it or not. And you go out and you say, okay, I want this job. And you go out and you would shoot a business, and this would do your panoramas, and we would do all the photography. And what you wouldn't have to do, though, is it wouldn't have to stitch these together. So I have no experience in stitching, but I have a lot of experience in shooting, doing the business relationship, meeting the, you get the job, you go out and you have to meet the client, and you go and what do you want to shoot and this and that. And you end up doing 5 to 10 panos and you get paid. And it was actually a great company and did really great work. And then they started to phase out everything but AT&T. So we shot panos for AT&T, the phone company. It was almost like, actually, it ended up being AT&T, and then it turned out to be YP360 or Yellow Pages 360. And I shot panos for these people for 5 years. And cool. I also shot weddings and sports and everything else. But I, during the week, I would shoot 5, 10, 15, 20 panos a week. And I loved it because it was I could take what I wanted. I wouldn't take what I wanted. I wouldn't have to do any of the uploading. I mean, any of the stitching. I would just upload it to their website. And it was great. And it was a great relationship because they were a great company. They paid on time. And a lot of people that are getting into this business are finding that when you sub for a company, getting paid on time is half the battle. But this was a really good company. They had good people working for them. I think they've been phased out by technology, which they're really, really not much going on. And I think that the companies like yours are putting them out of business. And I'm not in any way negative or anything, but I just want to say, I think that the technology has progressed and has changed, morphed over the last 6-7 years. And you have really, I think, are what has replaced it. So it's really interesting to see this progression. But yes, I do. I probably did 2,500, 3,000 panos for the company. So I have a lot of experience shooting 360s, but a little different application than what you're talking about. So I'm a newbie at what you're talking about. I'm getting a lot of really great information, hearing what you're talking about and seeing how I can make it work for me. And I really dig what you're saying about how, we don't want to be begrudgingly just dragging our heels getting into the technology going, oh my God, I don't have enough there. But if you can make it simple enough and make it really cohesive and understanding how you can just upsell it, and I think upselling is a great part of my business, where you can upsell Twilight shots and upsell anything, I think it's a great thing. So I'm really digging what you're talking about.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really fun upsell. I think when you see a 360 photo being displayed in a virtual tour environment, it's just easier when you have it in the hand of the user. So even though you can say on the phone, hey, we do 3D tours and we do all these things, it's when the user or the broker owner or the big client puts it in their hands and they move around, they get it. Like, this is cool, man. This makes it easier for my people and my space to be marketed. And it's really fun whenever you put a VR headset on one of your clients, and then they like freak out. I think it's so much fun, and that's something that we've put some time and effort into as well, to make that experience really, really fun. And actually, I want Brian to share his story from one of his clients using VR headsets. He was telling me something. Are you consulting now, Brian, for VR? What's going on next?
Yeah, no, I'm working with this client that I mentioned. I do 360 for, and we're trying to I guess work on a bigger project with them. So once I found out about Zach Software, I've been speaking to him about the different options, obviously, to be able to offer this as an easier solution to my client. And first off, I want to say, as far as customer service, you guys are great. You've always been there. You've answered my emails within minutes, literally. And whenever I needed to jump on a call, you were on the phone within minutes. So,
and that's a big deal in my court. That's a big deal. Good to hear.
We try to be.
Yeah. So kudos to you guys for that. But my clients are still trying to work out what they want to do. But you've definitely been instrumental in helping me enlighten my client as far as the different capabilities on 360 photos. And I was able to, I did a test tour, I guess, with you guys for this one client. It was a nursing home client that I do some tests for, and they actually did like it, and they're gonna decide if they want to present it to all their clients. The process was pretty seamless. So let's talk about that process anyway. Let's switch gears, I guess, to your platform itself, because we haven't really dived into it. Before we talk about all the different features, let's talk about, let's say somebody wants to create a tour and they have 360 photos. That part of the process is done, whether they use the camera that just outputs 360 or they wanted a little bit higher quality, shoot it with their DSLR, and they have final stitched pictures ready to go. How do I create a tour?
Oh, if you're ready to go, then the hard part's over.
I bet it's true, actually, considering your software. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So now it's just the creating and connecting of the 360 photos so that you can deliver the asset to your client, right? And in our case, we made it simple on purpose. So you can upload the photos, order them however you like. And of course, because the photo is 360, you have to set your initial view. So you have to click a button that says set initial view. So when a user enters that room or hits that panorama, they're looking at a certain location. So you have, you determine the view whenever you're taking the prototypical photos, right? Because you're determining where the user is looking, but you have to do that in the software. So we save, that's an option to save that. You can add hotspots. A hotspot is just quite simply just a location you put on the screen that takes you to your next pano. So most of the time, if a hotspot is on the kitchen doorway and you click on it, well, actually most kitchens don't have doors. Let's say it's a bathroom doorway and you put a hotspot on that bathroom door and the user will be able to click that hotspot and go into the bathroom and check it out fairly quickly. And then of course, whenever you publish a virtual tour on our platform, you have the ability to also, what we call white label or private label our software. So it will say, you know, brianberkowitz.com instead of Cloud Pano or richbaum.com, right? It will say your brand will be the URL shown. And you have to do a couple of small things at the beginning when you first onboard your account and point to our server. And then Clayton and all my tech team, like, make sure that it's a secure link, and we do some things there. But once that's set up, it's taken care of, and now all you have to do is just add the photos, press publish, and move forward. And you send your links to your client and ask for the money. So it's simple. And of course, as software goes, you can do anything. So we're always going to be adding fun features, and we're excited about stuff that we have to come. But I can't, you know, reveal too much information yet, because hopefully by the time, you know, someone listens to this and onboards to Cloud Pano, all those features are done and they're moving on to other cool projects too as well. So it's just a function of it. You upload your photos, you connect them, determine how you want the experience to be for the user. You have full control of every single photo. If you want to have one photo or 5 or 15 or 50, that's totally an option for you on cloudpano.com. You have full control as the user and as the photographer or service provider.
Well, let me jump in here a second, because, okay, Brian, you've already done this. I haven't. I'm less likely to do this, although I'm totally into upselling and trying to further my business. So I'm very interested. But I just want to ask a couple of.
Oh, Rich, you already have a nodal ninja head, and
you got to have a wait. Lens. See, I need to know more about this. So if you can tell me, how long does it take? Because I do know a little bit about another company, that does kind of 360 tours. But I know that there's an investment and there's time it takes to do it, and there's quirks that with the software and the hardware, and then you've got to pay to do it up. And what is it like time wise on site to get out the equipment and to make a pano and to upload it? What are we looking at there?
Well, if you're Brian, it's 15 minutes. But it depends.
But we're not all, we know we're not all Brian. I'm bowing down as we speak. You can't see my hands.
But guys, in all seriousness, you know, I shoot with a DSLR and it probably takes me a minute to a minute, 15 seconds per pano. It's not a hard thing.
So proprietary equipment. I mean, you got to have a pano head, well, I guess.
Yeah, a pano head. But in the same sense, you can go out and you can buy, I don't know what these 360 cameras cost. I know like a Ricoh Theta is probably, what, $300?
Yeah, they're around $400 or less sometimes. Yeah. Now, you're going to sacrifice megapixels, but, you know, that's not too bad considering.
But yeah, you literally take that camera, throw it on a stand or a tripod, and hit the button with it, probably with your app, I guess, with your phone. Yep. I guess it connects.
You put a timer and walk out of the room because it will catch you if you can see it. So
that's as much setup as there is, taking it, turning the power on, and putting it on a tripod in the middle of the room. So it's really not a complex thing to do.
Yeah, once you get good, it took me 15 minutes one time to shoot a house. Now it was a smaller house. But if you get pretty good, it doesn't take much time. So again, you got that time value of, you know, how much is your time worth, right? And in this case, it's an upsell on site, like Rich said. I mean, if they want to add it, you could even shoot it and then ask for and show it to them and ask for the money later if you wanted to.
There you go.
That's how fast it is.
Now that makes, believe it or not, that, and I don't know what that says about me, but no, that really, really interests me, because just not a lot of, it's not like a big, you have to schedule a specific shoot for that. You know, exactly. I mean, that's also, that's a part of it, is to have to not only get your client on board, but they've got to give you the time to do it. And some of these platforms, I'm not going to mention any names, but we're talking 2-3 hours to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. And that is, and that's where we fit, Rich. That's where Cloud Pano really does fit. Well, we're just speed, like, and that's what matters to the end user, right? It's not necessarily all, I mean, there's a lot of things, I understand there's different applications, and I totally get that. We don't fit every application, but man, we fit a lot, and if I can make someone's life easier and faster, well, gosh, that's good news. And if they can make more money, now I'm changing lives. That's even better.
You know what? It's great to hear you say that, because I feel the same way with little things that I do, the education I do. It's literally, and I hate to think of it as something like you or I do as that would change lives, but I get I get response from people going, "You've made my life better because I'm getting more money and this and that," and it changes your life, and it's a wonderful feeling, and it's a great thing. Yeah,
those things keep you going, right? I've had users say funny things to me that I'm just like, man, that guy was so nice. Like, and I've noticed that real estate photographers, man, they're nice people. Like, I really like talking to them, and I'm not always. Always actually, I talked to one today that was kind of a jerk, but no, but he was nice about it. But I genuinely believe that the real estate photography community is this special community. Like, I've been impressed by people's openness to hear me. I've cold called people before. I'm not sure if you guys have much experience with that. I'm sure a long time ago, it's your story, Rich, was, yeah, that sounds like you were cold calling, which I don't blame you. That's the stage of our business sometimes. But I've called people, and I've always been received very well. And I appreciate those things. I notice those things. You know, I mean, I'm a human too. I'm not just a business owner looking to make money. I'm here to, you know, I have a heart too, right? So you can definitely ping me and it may cause a little bit of damage, but you get tougher over time. That's how it goes.
Well, the real estate photography community, and I try to tell this to people I'm trying to work with in businesses and sponsorships and things like that. It's a small community compared to wedding photographers or you name it. But it is really a group of really like-minded people that are all, I mean, okay, we're all kind of gear acquisition nuts, but we want to improve and we want to get better. And we really, I think in general, you're correct. It is just a good community. And to all the people out there listening, you know, you wouldn't be here listening to our podcast if you weren't into learning more and getting better. But it's also about, people are also very interested in giving back. And we all kind of have these people that are, you know, it's just this crazy group of people that are into getting gear, learning about gear, sharing information, sharing the whatever we can, and that's kind of what it is. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Let's talk a little bit about the pricing and how it works on creating a tour.
Sure.
I know, because I created a tour. You can actually create and upload a tour for free, correct? Absolutely free.
Yeah, if you were to log into cloudpano.com right now and click get started, you would be able to create a tour for sure, right now for free. It's no cost to you. Now we set a limit to that on purpose, because you know we do want users to eventually trust us enough to publish a tour and what we call a pro version. So really, we just have two payment tiers. It's a pro version, which is a one-time payment per tour, and we have it priced very aggressively. We want to capture and bring value to as many folks as we can. So right now, as of today, if you wanted to white label and private label our virtual tour software to a pro version and use your own domain name, it would be only $10. So that's a very, you know, cost-effective solution from a software standpoint. And then, of course, if you want to create unlimited amount of tours, we have what's called a Pro Plus tier, and that is currently about $600 a year. And we have even a discounts that we run, and I can mention one here in a little bit as well. But that's our pricing model. So unlimited virtual tours, as many as you want to publish, is called Pro Plus. And any of our new features, which we're coming out with a lot of them, you'll have access to that as a Pro Plus user. So about $50 a month.
Sure. And I think the pro version or paying the $10 a tour is great for beginners who are deciding if this works for them, because you're not committing to paying a monthly fee where you might only do one or two tours to start with. Like I said, for me, I see this more as an add-on. I'm not going out and trying to sell myself as a 360 photographer. Unfortunately, Zach, sorry.
That's okay. No.
but that is the reality.
Sure.
You know, I'm gonna try to upsell this as an add-on. And for me, if I can upsell, you know, a 360 virtual tour for $100, if I'm already on site and I'm paying you $10 and, you know, another $10, you know, for someone to stitch the stuff together, it's a relatively small cost for me. And, you know, I can throw $80 in my pocket for what's potentially, you know, taking me maybe 30 to 40 minutes of time altogether, including shooting and uploading to your system and uploading to, you know, the stitching company. And then even more so, if somebody wants to go out and invest in a 360 camera, let's say you're spending $400, you're making that money back very quickly. You know, if you're upselling a tour for $100, you know, four or five tours will pay itself off. And then, you know, you're just, you know, throwing $90 in your pocket if after they pay you $10 a tour. Then if someone sees, you know, anything over five tours at that point, it's worth just upgrading.
Yeah, it's just free. Free money at that point, which is, we price it that way for a reason. We want folks to come on and show, and you know what? Join our platform, check it out. It's not hard to do. It doesn't cost you very much and it could make your life better. Well, that's great. But what's also really cool about it is 360 and even VR, if you want to, it's kind of a gimmick, but it's a fun gimmick to use for selling. You know, opening up 360 is, in my opinion, opens up a lot of commercial work as well too. So we have a lot of multifamily users as well. There's a guy in Houston and I'm trying to get him to use Cloud Pano. He uses a different software, unfortunately. I've seen his pricing. He charges $1,000 to $5,000 an apartment complex. Now he's got in deep with the property management company. And he even charges a hosting fee, which you can do with 360 Photo, which is really cool too. I know these prices seem high, but they're totally being done right now. And I don't know how many of his clients actually pay the $5,000, but it's really cool to see that this guy has found a way to turn. He only focuses on apartment complexes, luxury multifamilies all over the country. That's what he does. And I'm just, his pricing model is pretty incredible. Obviously that's nice to get that much. And I know it's not taking him that much time that to really make those experiences take place. So that's pretty cool.
No, the money's there. I mean, yeah. You know, I was telling you earlier, I do the 360 for my one client that does nursing homes, and I charge them $650
yep.
straight up. And I'm on site for, I probably do anywhere from 10 to 15 panos, and I'm on site probably an hour.
Yep.
Until now, I haven't really used your platform for the tours. I was using a different platform also, which is also like local based, and I have to upload the files to the server. And that process alone took me about an hour and a half. So if I start using your service, I'm not changing my price to my customers. And literally I have my an hour and a half of post time drop down to probably 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
Which just ultimately gave me a raise on that job.
There you go.
So
Brian makes $640 an hour using Cloud Pano. That's going to be the headline.
Let me break in here a second. Okay. You're all throwing numbers around and all our listeners are going, oh my God, I'm going to be making $600-$700.
Please make sure.
You're right. Sorry about that, Rich.
I think it's a great idea, but I want to say one thing, and I want to do this not from the goodness of my heart. And it's just what I was thinking. And God knows I have a great heart or I wouldn't be doing this. Anyway, I just think really, I would like to look at it as a way of providing more reason for your clients to hire you. This is the same as if you are a one-stop shop and provide drone photography, you provide tours, you provide videos. Any chance you have to not sub out and to provide something where you might be going, and I'll say the M word, Matterport, but you might be going, you've got clients that I've got to say it and I'm not, you know what? Okay. If you can't take it, I'm sorry. No. But let's just say your client goes Matterport. Well, you go, hey, I've got, it's not Matterport, but it's another idea that gives you a similar output or just to kind of in the realm. I just think that it's an opportunity for you to upsell and upsell not as much to make more money, but upsell to have more reasons to use you as the person, as the company that you can provide more. It'd be in the same genre as doing floor plans and things like that. But that's what I see when I hear of what you were talking about. You know, I think absolutely we all want to make more money and we all want to upsell. But I think to be able to provide your client more services and a more valuable service.
More value.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about value. And I've always said that many, many times in all of my podcasts and all of my YouTube channel. But I just think that your clients will value you more and you'll be able to supply them. And, you know, the good side to us is it won't be as expensive, won't be that much to invest in the what you need, the hardware and the time on site to upload, to do, it's going to be negligible. So I like the idea right there. So that's what I feel.
Absolutely. You become the marketing expert. You are the go-to person for all things, right? And and what's cool is that you could, if you are in the use case where you want to add on people into your company or hire more people or grow your team, this is something that is relatively easy to teach. It doesn't take as much skill. You know, I'm in the Rich Bomb Facebook group and I see how much skills it requires. And if somebody has any messed up verticals, they'll be told very quickly. No, but I think in regards to 360 and shooting and creating, it's not too hard to add on to your business right now. And that's what we're excited about a lot too, is that people keep getting asked the question, hey, do you create 3D tours? Well, you just tell them yes. And then come to Cloud Panel and log in and you do. So there you go.
Exactly. No, wonderful. Yeah.
What I see as a really cool way to go about this is the investment is so minimal that if you're out on a shoot, you know, a hired shoot, go and do a tour like this and don't even tell your agent and just do it.
Absolutely. Put a tour together. Great idea.
It'll cost you 10 bucks and say to them afterwards, hey,
what do you think?
I just I threw something together for you. It's a gift. Enjoy it. If you ever want to talk about doing this, it's only $100 more on top of your shoot or whatever you want to call it. And they'll see it. And you know, you spend 15 more minutes on site, cost you 10 extra bucks off site. Mm-hmm. And you know, you could have just locked in a client to do this on all your shoots.
Bingo, so Brian. There you go.
All easy investment. Exactly. No time, very minimal money. You know, skip your two coffees at Starbucks that week and just pay pay a Cloud Panel tour and you're good to go.
Not even. Bingo, no, right. That's a great, I love, you know, it's really, I think this is a big part of it. It's about thinking outside the box, how to supply more value to your clients. And you know what? It may make you a little bit more money. I mean, you're going to make hopefully a lot more money doing the panels, but it's just going to make you a little more money, but it's going to give you more value to your client and more reason for them to go, I'm going to go with Rich or I'm going to go with Brian because they are offering all these things. Mm-hmm. And it's just a whole way of thinking about it. And I love your suggestion, Brian, about just doing it as a, you know, like a, just a figure, you know, you're doing it as a an idea and
surprise.
Then
surprise,
as a spec, I'm sorry, a spec job
exactly.
And do it, but there's no real negative to it and it might be fun to learn to do right, you know. So that would be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right, cool. Now, Zach, we're running low on time here. So I know you did mention a little earlier that you do want to offer a discount or an offer to some of our listeners. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that our Pro Plus Unlimited plan with every feature we come out with for the rest of the year annually is about $600. I know compared to some competitors, that's a pretty good price. For Spaces listeners exclusively, we're going to release a temporary discount at a particular page. So if you hear this podcast and you go to cloudpano.com/spaces, you'll see a checkout page that is exclusively for the Spaces, Shooting Spaces listeners. And basically we're going to be giving 4 months away free. So we're discounting from $600 to $400 for the entire year. So if you were to opt in for that annual plan, you have full Pro Plus access. You can white label our software, add 360 to your business right now, and it'll only cost you $400. And hopefully if you have existing clients or if you want to go out there and start pitching it, this is a great way for you guys to do that in a very cost effective way today to step into that 360 game. And really, like Rich said, just add more value to your clients.
Okay. And just to clarify though, that's only if someone's going to pay upfront for the entire year, right? Not if they sign up to pay monthly.
Correct. So if you were to go on it, if you paid monthly, which you'll see that on our website as well, it'll be $49 a month, which you totally can do that as well if you so choose to. But just thinking annually, thinking as a business owner, right? I'm at the end of the year, my cost is going to be my cost. So I might as well pay upfront. So it's one of those things where if you commit to us, we commit to you and that's just kind of, we're going to discount if you decide to go ahead and do that. So that's at cloudpano.com/spaces.
Awesome. Great.
Perfect. And to close it out, why don't you tell everyone how to reach you if they have questions? And, you know, obviously people can reach out to me personally or Rich if they have any questions about getting in touch with anyone from Cloud Pano. And you can even reach out to me if you have any questions about how I personally shoot my 360s, what I use, and any of the equipment I can answer any emails. But how do people reach you if they have any questions about your services or want to speak to you directly, find out some more info?
Sure.
Give us your website, email, phone number, even if you have guys give that out.
But really easy. So my email is zach@cloudpano.com, Z-A-C-H at cloudpano.com. And our co-founder's name is Clayton, and his email is clayton@cloudpano.com. And we even have a phone number on our website as well. You mentioned earlier about customer service. We pride ourselves on that. We're trying to be fast as we can, responsive as we can. We have a chat box window. You can just, if you like to chat on the chat box window, you can do that as well too. So we'll answer, and I like to actually hop on calls with our users. So if you want to do a demo call where I walk you through click by click all of our features, I would love to book that as soon as possible. I do it all the time. I actually go too fast sometimes because I've just done it so much now, but
we did one. That's how I learned about the software.
Yeah, that's right. So I would love to open that up to you guys. My calendar is open to all Cloud Pano users, especially ones from this community.
Wonderful. And that really helps me too. And is there a really good viable, what's the best way for people to see? Cause for me, video links really work great. What's the best way to see video tutorials that can help us through there?
Yeah. So our help page is full of video tutorials of me recording, clicking one step by step how to do different things. And we have other ones that are upcoming and being released as well too. But you'll see all of our blog, which is blog.cloudpano.com. Also, we have some free courses, some pricing strategies, different business strategies to help you as a service provider. Is available on our blog, but also too, yes, videos. We love videos as well, so we're releasing them all the time. And on our homepage, you'll be able to see different places where you can go learn to get started, or our help page, stuff like that.
Perfect. Excellent.
So is 360 video coming up next in the Cloud Pano game, or is that a secret?
Man, that
that's a whole different ball game.
That would fill up every server there is, I think. I don't know. That's how big those files are. So, I'll keep you in the loop. If you guys hop on our newsletter, you'll see all kinds of fun updates upcoming. So
awesome. Okay.
All right, cool. Well, Zach, we want to thank you for coming on. It was definitely enlightening. I definitely think, your product is something that almost all real estate photographers can add very quickly and very inexpensively as an upsell to what they're doing now, and, a way to easily make money or more money when you're already on site. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for telling us about your website and your platform. And we appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, great.
All right, and Rich?
Rich, on me. Oh, I just want to say to everybody, listen, again, it is all about what you can add value to your business and your service. And I'm always telling people that it's really you. You are, why are people hiring you? They're not hiring you because you're a better photographer. Well, they might be, but that's not the reason. They're hiring you because you're reliable. I mean, the biggest thing anybody can do is show up on time, and that's the least we can do. But we can supply them with more value for their dollar. And they also think about, and this is getting important to the future with things you've got to suggest to your clients. They need help. Your agents need help on, why am I hiring? What do I need to do? I need help to sell my properties. Well, if you can put it out there going, well, not only do a photography session, do a twilight session, but do a pano session or whatever you want to do, just add on value. And I just want to say that is the key word right now. And go there, do your Instagram page, do your Facebook, do this and do that, but add on the services. And I think that's the most important thing. Yeah,
for sure. And I just want to remind everyone, as always, subscribe to our newsletter. Get updates on not only our new podcast, but all our articles that are being released on shootingspaces.net as they get released. Yeah. Usually 1 to 2 a week, they will come right to your inbox to make it a little bit easier for you to access them. We try to make it as easy as possible.
Got some very exciting things coming up, Brian and I are working on, and we're not going to really mention that till we're really ready to release it, but some good stuff going on. And I just want to say thank you for all subscribing, and also be sure, ask the guys, go click on Ask the Guys and record your 90-second question, and we'll get to, we'll answer it for you, or get the pro to answer it for you. And just another feature from shootingspaces.net.com. Exactly. Sorry, shootingspacespodcast.com.
We have too many websites.
Oh God, I have too many URLs. You were what a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. And really, I think you came off as it's not that difficult, and it's within you. It's not the big outlay, and it is a possible to increase your business. So thank you so much, Zach.
Great, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Okay, and go out and everybody, Zach, you especially, go out and shoot some spaces. This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com. Helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at hdphotohub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES and you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.